Triple M in the Great Southern. You're with Draco, and right now I've got Iris from Consumer Protection. We chat every week about scams and various things like that. You are actually off to Katanning tomorrow as well. Tell us about what you're doing there.
Sure, Draco. I will be in Katanning. I'll be at the Community Resource Centre at the Katanning Hub from 11 through to 12. Now, I'll be holding a workshop talking about the family violence, victims of the family violence in Tennessee. So basically what's happened is the Residential Tenancy Act has changed to accommodate victims of domestic violence. Currently, the laws have it that if you are in a rental situation and you are a victim of family violence, you have to either pay, if you leave the tenancy agreement, you either pay your rent until the end of the tenancy agreement or until a new tenant comes on board, whichever one happens first.
Wow.
Now, we're going to make quite a few changes, and we find that a lot of victims stay in the tenancies because of that situation. They feel that, well, you know, they can't afford to pay for two places at the same time or until the next tenant comes through. So the way that it's going to change, one of the ways it's going to change is that they can end the tenancy directly with a landlord or lessor, provide evidence showing that they are a victim, and they could leave the situation straight away and they don't have to continue to pay the rent.
That is a great relief, yeah.
Absolutely. The thing is, sometimes they might have kids going to a school close by. They want to stay in the rental home. So in that case, we would look at having the perpetrator removed from the situation and they would apply to Magistrates Court to have the perpetrator removed from the lease agreement. That way they could continue to stay on and have the kids' lives not interrupted. You know, everything still stays the same.
Yep.
So we're also looking at where the tenants can change locks without a landlord's permission, provided they give the landlord a copy of the keys, and that's to prevent the perpetrator coming through. They could also improve the security at the rental home, but at their own cost. They might want to put in CCTV, which makes them feel more secure. And the other one is that they could also have their name removed from a tenancy database if the reason for the blacklisting was caused by family domestic violence. So it makes your lives a bit easier. I'll be discussing all of that in the workshop. So if there's anybody interested to come, you can either contact me, 98-428-366. Otherwise, just be at the Community Resource Centre, Katanning Hub, 11 o'clock.
There you go. Wow. And it is a free workshop, I'd imagine, yeah?
It is free for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, that's absolutely great. And, yes, some great changes right there. Iris, all the best for tomorrow in Katanning. And make sure to check out, I've had some great meals at the Dome there and various other cafes. A lot of great places to check out there. So, where are you going to hit up?
I definitely will. It's been a while since I've been to Katanning. So looking forward to, you know, coming there again.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Thanks for the chat. I'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Drake. Thank you.
Draco for breakfast. For breakfast.
Now I've got Graham from the Betty Terry Community Theatre. How are we doing, mate?
I'm doing well, mate. And you're doing reasonably well, I hear.
Yeah, my head's a little bit tender from the world record attempt that I did. If you haven't checked it out, head over to our Triple M Great Southern Facebook page. Thought I'd plug that. To crack...
bit red.
Yeah, it's seen better days. Kind of looks like Abdullah the Butcher's head if you're an old school wrestling fan. Anyway, now on today is the last day for the Christopher Robin movie. So that's at 6:30 p.m. Now, you've had a chance to see the movie. What'd you think?
Brilliant, mate. Absolutely brilliant. Much better than I expected it would be.
Mm.
And I thought it was going to be good and it was better.
Yeah. I'm hearing like things like it's a real heartwarming movie. So definitely, if you want to check it out, last chance today. But also coming up this Friday and Saturday, Crazy Rich Asians. Tell us about this one.
Yes, well, we were out a little bit with the Christopher Robin because we couldn't get the movie from the distributor at the usual like 2 week break. So this has put that one out, so it means the next movie, instead of in 2 weeks, is this coming weekend. So, that's out of the way. It's a romantic comedy, or rom-com, about an American-born Chinese woman. I think she's a professor or something. She goes to her boyfriend's hometown of Singapore to a friend's wedding, and all sorts of hilarity ensues, with the single women and eligible men and so on.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Okay, one of those sort of romantic comedies there, and it is based on a best-selling novel as well, for that matter. So when those stories get made into movies, you know, 9 times out of 10, they turn out pretty well. So that is happening.
Yeah, even if this... they do have some strange titles on some of them.
Oh, yeah, they do. What was that other movie that we had? Like, something to do with a... what was that long title? It was about a month ago or something you had the movie? 2 months ago?
Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, was that
one? Yeah, that's the one, yeah. What a weird title. Anyway, there you go. Movie titles that you never thought you'd hear. Now, this Friday, 6:30 p.m., that's when it's showing. Also on Saturday, you've got a couple of sessions. You've got the matinee at 2 p.m. and then at 6:30. And then the following Monday, 22nd of October, 6:30 p.m. If you want to get more details, head to the Betty Terry Community Theatre page. Make sure to head there half an hour prior. $8 for kids, $13 for adults, $11 for concession. No FPOS, but what I will say is the popcorn there is absolutely divine, and you can purchase other food there as well. So
I could be a little biased because I make the popcorn, but I think it's great.
Oh, look, movie popcorn's always great as far as I'm concerned, but I'm hearing nothing but great things anyway. But look, that's all I've got time for. Graham, thank you for joining me. I'll chat to you next time.
No worries. You have a good week.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now I'm joined with Barry Urquhart of Marketing Focus. We're going to have a chat about the fact that electrical support, electoral, should I say, for the two major political parties is apparently declining. Around one-third of Australian voters now cast votes in support of independents or minor parties. Now, I've got to ask the question, do politicians, political parties and governments need to be better marketed? Should they be in swimsuits and things like that? Should they be doing things like that? What do we need to do?
Good morning, Draker. I'm not suggesting for one moment that we're going to be talking about all male politicians going out and budgie smugglers, but I think what we've got to do is we've got to be reflective of the values of the electorate so that we can reach out and connect. And clearly there seems to be a big divide between the major parties, the Liberals, the National Party and the ALP, with a large percentage of people, particularly when it comes to religion. Now, secular Australia, in the last census figure, almost half of Australians question their religious beliefs and whether they had any, which is not to say they didn't have them, it's just that they weren't sure and they hadn't defined them. And yet when they go to vote in the forthcoming federal and state elections, a lot of people are saying, who am I supporting, what are their values, and are they consistent with and reflective of mine?
Are they just not clear enough? I mean, because let me just be reflective here. When it comes to government-related stuff, you know, votes and all that, I'm quite clueless. No, I don't work as a radio announcer. It's one of those things where it's one of my weaknesses. So I really do look at those sheets and really go, all right, what are you promising? What are you wanting to put out there? Is that not clear enough? Is that message not getting out there clear enough? Because someone like me isn't getting it.
Well, interestingly enough, you are representative of a very large, if not majority, a significant minority of young people, particularly under 40 years of age. And they are saying, who are we voting for? What do they stand for? And what am I endorsing? And therefore, they're not making informed decisions. They get a person who gets elected. They have the power of authority of casting votes. And then all of a sudden they say, well, because I am religious, because I go to church, or because I'm an ex-military person, well, hold on, pause. Secular Australia says the separation of government from church and from the military. When all of a sudden those two forces are coming in and are very big and significant influences on your, inverted commas, your elected representative casting votes reflective of those, influenced by those sort of, you know, spheres of influence rather than your values, people are starting to say there are alternatives, and their populism along the lines of, well, Cory Bernardi in Australia with his Conservatives, Donald Trump, you know, with the Republicans in the United States of America, all of a sudden become very much issue influences on how people will vote to say, I know exactly what they're going to talk about with immigration or, you know, taxes and things of that nature. So in the end, people vote on one or two issues, not necessarily a suite of policies represented by and articulated to, you know, the electorate by a political party.
No, this is a big subject that we can certainly go into far more detail about, but that's all we got time for. Barry, thank you so much for the chat, and I'll chat to you again next week.
Looking forward to it, Draco.